friends. We've got an exciting announcement to make. If you like what you're hearing on The Heart of a Story and want to hear more, you can now head on over to support our production on Patreon. For a monthly contribution, you not only get to help support the production of the podcast, but patrons also will get access to an extra episode every month. Head on over to patreon.com/theheartofastory. God bless you, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts. This episode is done in collaboration with Catholic Family Crate. Catholic Family Crate offers beautiful and high-quality subscription boxes and other materials that allow families to dive deeper into liturgical seasons, saints' lives, virtues, and more through the use of fun games, crafts, and other activities. You can use the code HEARTOFASTORY for 20% off your purchase at CatholicFamilyCrate.com.
Through the faith of our mothers and fathers, we learn of your glory.
Welcome to The Heart of a Story, Saint Stories and Classic Tales for Tender Minds. If you are a new listener, I encourage you to listen to the intro episode first before diving in.
Once upon a time, there were two girls named Perpetua and Felicity. Perpetua and Felicity didn't know each other growing up. Actually, their lives were very different. Perpetua came from a rich and well-known family. In those days, not everyone got an education. Only the people who had money could go to school or have teachers come to their homes. Perpetua was a fortunate girl because she got an education. But Perpetua did not let her riches, status, and education make her proud. Her mom was a Christian, and she taught Perpetua to love God with her whole heart and to be full of humility. We don't know very much about Felicity's life as a little girl. What we do know is that Felicity was a slave. A slave's life was very different from the life of a rich girl. A slave had to work for other people all day long. There was no time to have an education. When Perpetua got older, she got married and had a baby boy. She had decided to become a Christian like her mother. Her father was a pagan. He didn't want to believe in Jesus. In those days, it was very dangerous to be a Christian. The emperor was very angry with Christians, and he liked to catch them and hurt them, even kill them sometimes. Perpetua's father tried to get Perpetua to give up being a Christian, but Perpetua refused. She pointed at a jug of water. "Could you call that thing over there anything but a jug? Just so, you cannot call me anything but a Christian." "Wow, do you think you could say that too? Would you say that the very first and most important thing about you is that you are a Christian? Would you say that the very first and most important thing about you is that you love Jesus, want to follow him, and belong to his holy Catholic Church?" Eventually, the emperor found out Perpetua was a Christian, and he put her in a jail with other Christians. That's where Perpetua met Felicity. They became good friends there. Felicity was also a Christian, and she was also a mom. In fact, Felicity had a baby girl in her womb. Perpetua wrote down everything about her time in the jail, about how hard it was to be there. It was hot. It was stinky. They were hungry. But worst of all, She missed her baby boy. Some friends were able to get Perpetua and Felicity a more comfortable spot in the jail and to bring Perpetua's baby to her. Finally, Perpetua felt at peace. She had her baby with her. She could do all things in Christ. Have you ever heard that before? I can do all things in Christ. It means that no matter what hard thing you have to go through, as long as you do it with Jesus in your heart, you are strong enough to do it, no matter what. The emperor would do terrible things to Christians in those days. He would make them die in painful ways inside stadiums for lots of people to see. He paraded Perpetua and Felicity to the people, but both women were filled with the peace of Jesus. When the crowd laughed at them, they actually laughed back at the crowd for being silly people who don't follow Jesus. Would you be brave enough to say that? Because of this, the crowd actually came to love Perpetua and Felicity, and they didn't want to see them die a terrible death. One day, Felicity had her baby girl in the jail. She was a beautiful baby girl. Felicity was so glad to hold her and love her and to see her born already. Felicity knew that the emperor was still going to kill her, so she gave her baby girl to a loving Christian couple who took care of her. And then one day, Perpetua and Felicity were brought out in front of the crowd to die for their faith. They were not afraid. They were ready to show the whole world how much they loved Jesus. They would never give up on Jesus. For what kind of a life is that? Perpetua and Felicity died in the stadium in front of the crowd. But thanks to their faith and loveliness, it was quick and not terrible. Guess where they went right after that? To heaven. When someone dies standing up for their faith, we call that person a martyr. Perpetua and Felicity were both martyrs. But we don't have to just focus on that. Their love for Jesus and their sweet motherliness changed a lot of people's hearts. Because of them, even guards of the emperor became Christians. Never think that just because you're in a bad situation, everything is going to turn out bad. If we keep the peace and love of Jesus in our hearts no matter what, that will shine through us, and other people will want to love Jesus too, even in bad situations. Let's say a prayer to Saints Perpetua and Felicity, our new friends in heaven. Dear Saints Perpetua and Felicity, please pray for me. Pray that I can give my whole heart to Jesus in the good and the bad times in my life. Pray that I can be lovely and warm just like you are. Pray that I can see myself as a Christian first, before anything else. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Heart of a Story. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can keep up with new episodes. Have a blessed week.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in.